You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
And first up, it is the Six Nations and 2 wins from 2 for Andy Farrell in Ireland.
Yes, they beat Wales yesterday at the Aviva Stadium. The Grand Slam champions hadn't lost in the competition since the 37-27 defeat at the same venue 2 years ago. But again, Ireland proved to be their undoing. Jordan Larmour with his dancing feet broke 4 tackles to crash over in 21 minutes before Thomas Williams equalised 6 minutes later, with Lee Halfpenny's kick giving them the lead. Tadhg Furlong blasted his way over the whitewash to restore Ireland's lead soon after, with Josh Van der Vleer and Andrew Conway adding 2 more in the second half as Ireland ran out 24-14 winners there.
Yes, now the Ireland coach and his captain Johnny Sexton were delighted men after yesterday's bonus point win.
Look, it was an improved performance. The start was the complete reverse, wasn't it, to last week. I thought Scotland attacked really well and we was a little bit passive at the start of the game last week, and they got a foothold into the game, and I thought we did exactly that in the first half, so that was pleasing. I suppose the baseline was from our point of view to make sure that we're nice and physical for the full 80 minutes. I thought there's some heroic moments last week, especially in those moments that we had to dig deep to win the game. But I thought we got that 100% across the 80 minutes today. I thought it was excellent. You know, we was going forward in defence and attack.
It was brilliant. It had a bit of everything. It had some of the stuff that we had spoke about last week that we didn't sort of get to put out there against Scotland. You know, when you get the ball in our back three's hands, you know, something can happen, and they showed that, and they stuck to the tactics really well. In terms of, you know, when we got on the edge, the temptation always is to run, but they got us to field position at times brilliantly, and you know, some of our shape stuff was really good, what we've been working on. So and we won. That's the most important thing for us, is winning, and we're building momentum now, but obviously our biggest challenge is ahead now in a couple of weeks' time.
Ireland's Ian Henderson says his team wanted to improve on last weekend's performance. After that unconvincing win against Scotland, things did improve.
Yeah, after last week we were happy to get the win. We knew it was a building block, and again today a few things didn't go right for us. But again, another step in the right direction, and we'll use this as a building block to sort of leapfrog ourselves into a game in 2 weeks. The quality we see in training throughout the week, and quality that we see guys producing for their provinces, we know it's there, and form's one of those elusive things in sport that no one can really explain. But when you get it right, it feels great playing out there. It feels great playing amongst guys who are excited to do things, excited to make things happen, and that happened today. But hopefully, as this tournament goes on, we can bring more and more of that.
Now, Leinster's Max Deegan made his Ireland debut yesterday, and he told our Will O'Callaghan how it felt.
Yeah, it was great. You know, they're the best kind of atmospheres you want in the changing room after a good win against top sides, you know, semi-finalists. So we're just delighted. Yeah, no, we're looking forward to kind of winding down now and enjoying tonight.
Did you many of your family here watching today?
Yeah, almost all of them are here. Yeah, so no, great occasion. I'm delighted. Yeah,
it's one you're always going to remember, because in the aim is to try and get more game time during the
exactly race. Yeah, no, that's the first step there done. So no, just keep trying to get in here week on week, and yeah, trying to get as many performances as I can.
Ireland in 2 weeks' time, Sunday week, travelling to Twickenham to face England, Nathan, with a triple crown on the line. And, you know, like, imagine going to Twickenham in the third game and already clinching a triple crown. Well, that's what Ireland can do on Sunday week, and we'll hear now how they plan to do it. Johnny Sexton and Andy Farrell.
We'll enjoy tonight. We will. We've had a couple of weeks together, and there's a lot of learnings that needs to be had, and I think we're in a great place. We've had 2 wins. We said it wasn't the brilliant performance that we was all looking for last week, but we had a great week's preparation. Good honest feedback from the boys, and we saw an improved performance today. But we know the boys sat there in the changing room know after a bonus point win, there's still plenty more in us, and that's what we'll be looking forward to over these next 3 days.
Wales are Grand Slam champions, World Cup semi-finalists for a reason. They're a top quality team, and they're hard to play against.
So yeah, we're going to have to be up there like we were today, but it's away from home and it's against a team that, you know, World Cup finalists and will be hurting from last week. And I don't know, you know, obviously we don't know what's going to happen today, but top quality side, and the last two times we played England, they've given us a right old spanking. So we need to up our game from those level of performances. And yeah, it's a tough place to go, Twickenham. We haven't had too many victories there over the years, and it'll be no different now coming into this game. It's a tough place to go.
Yeah, mouth-watering already for that game, Ireland against England, at Twickenham on Sunday week. Now, hopefully Shane Byrne can hear us. Shane, are you there, sir?
I'm well, and yourself?
Great, Shane. Thanks a million for having a chat with us. So, two wins from two for Ireland. What's your thoughts on Ireland's latest victory at the Aviva yesterday?
Yeah, good. It was almost a big sigh of relief and go, that's better. That's a lot better, lads. You know, that's what we expect from this team. You know, 2019 wasn't the best year, wasn't the best performance. As we all remember the massive highs we had in 2018. And really, that was harking back to there. We're a long way from being perfect, a long way from where we know this side can be. But that was so much better. It was a thinking game. They were using their heads. They were managing the weather. They were getting around. Wales finding ways to get through the defence. Johnny Sexton kicking them back into the corner, you know, keeping them under pressure. And there was so much more aggression in the tackle at ruck time. And that's one of the main things that we wanted to see, was that aggression. Because if Wales had got their tails up at all, and we saw just, 10, 15 minutes into the second half, that Wales did, they were well capable of getting over that line. Thankfully, it didn't happen. But that was something that Ireland dealt with right throughout the game. So, yeah, so much better.
And Shane, I know every, you know, sports coach in the world talks about they want performance, 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 but they also want wins. And if Andy Farrell could have written down on paper what he wanted from his first two games at home with England to come at Twickenham, he would have written down two wins, and that's what his team have done.
Yeah, like it's hard to think about it, that we're going for the Triple Crown, you know, against England, which is absolutely fantastic position to be in. Honestly, I didn't think silverware could be on the plate this year at all. England not exactly going well at all so far in the Six Nations. So there's a genuine opportunity here to have a go with the Triple Crown, which is fantastic. It's really a tradition, a transition time, should I say. And the team are settling. It really, that was a huge sign. I think Johnny Sexton, the captaincy armband, I think it was his best performance, which I know we haven't seen too much of him as captain. But some of his interactions with Romain Foix, who was an absolute pain of a ref, he'll drive you mad even just watching the game. But he managed to talk his way around into good situations that we needed to get the ref to look at. The ruck being the main bit where Wales were offside pretty much the whole day long. And so many boxes tick. CJ Stander, again, absolutely awesome. In fact, the whole back row were super competitive right throughout the game. I would have given man the match to Andrew Conway. I thought he was superb again. Henshaw, so many players deserve. Tadhg Furlong deserves an absolutely massive, massive mention. But that's what it is. That's what it needs to be. We need to have games like that. We're not a good enough side yet that we can take the foot off the pedal a bit. The foot has to be well and truly down on the accelerator all the time for this side to perform. And it certainly was there yesterday.
And Shane, lastly, Sunday week, the 23rd of February, 3 p.m. at Twickenham, England v Ireland in the Six Nations, with two wins from two for Ireland. England, of course, won yesterday, lost their opening game as well. What words come to mind when thinking of what's ahead in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, it's Ireland have the momentum. There's no doubt about that. Eddie Jones and all his discussion about this huge physical side that he wants to create isn't happening, and it's not happening in style. You know, the weather was atrocious for them yesterday, but the simple fact is they're not performing. So Ireland can go over there with superb opportunity, knowing that if they play anywhere like what they can hit, they could come back with a bit of silverware.
Great stuff, Shane Byrne, as always. Thanks a million. Speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Take care.
And the other game in the Six Nations today is France against Italy. That kicks off at 3 o'clock. Nathan, their under-20s are also two wins from two after their start.
Yes, they scored 5 tries in Cork as they made it 2 wins from 2 with a 36-22 bonus point win over Wales in the under-26 Nations. Mark Hernan, Dan Kelly, Lewis Finlay and Andrew Smith all crossed the whitewash. Elsewhere, England beat Scotland 21-17 and France battled back to overcome Italy 31-19. Of course, there's a 1 week break and next up is a trip to Franklin's Gardens to face England, who have also got 2 wins from their opening 2 games. That's on the 21st of February.
Now, the Ireland ladies as well beat Scotland last weekend, Nathan, at Energia Park.
Yes, it was a hard fought 18-14 win for the Irish and they were found themselves 13-0 up after 15 minutes choice from Cleona Maloney and Sene Napu. Scotland rallied and battered the Irish defence after that with Lisa Thompson crossing the whitewash herself. The away side continued to press but Bevan Parsons intercepted a pass on her own try line before running the length of the field to secure the win. Elsewhere, France recorded a 45-10 victory over Italy and of course Scotland face England today at 12:20 p.m. at Scotstoun. That is of course before Ireland play Wales at Energia Park in Donnybrook. Kickoff there is 1 p.m. today.
Yes, and Irish Rugby an hour ago tweeted a preview of that match. So that game at the moment is still on as well with the Storm Ciara on. We'll give you some news on some other sporting fixtures that are off this weekend in a few moments' time. But let's preview that game, Ireland against Wales at Energia Park. The Ireland coach, Adam Griggs, debuting from last weekend, Claire Keohan and Annika Police have been telling Irish Rugby TV about that Scotland win and today's match against Wales.
Yeah, look, it's a start. We said we wanted a result. We said we'll be happily to win ugly and I think a lot of the times it was probably that, but so much to build on, and I guess you can see the potential in our play, and we've just got to make sure that we can keep backing that up time and time again with repeat efforts.
Claire, congratulations first of all, your first cap last weekend, delighted?
Yeah, thanks very much. It was a great day. I think it can be a little bit overwhelming, but we had a fantastic day, and you know, it was great to get the win and kind of have that memory as your first win at home and your first cap. So I'm delighted to get it done, and I suppose for my family as well, it was a huge day for them. You kind of forget that it's as much about them as it is about you, and a really great day. So
looking forward to this weekend then against Wales. What are you hoping for?
Obviously, we're hoping to come away with a good performance. You know, I suppose for us it's very much about building on last weekend, and you know we took some good confidence in last weekend and did some great passages of play. We had a particularly good passage in that first half, and I think for us coming into camp today we're just excited to build on that.
Next Sunday against Wales, what are you expecting?
I'm expecting a really tough game. We've played Wales a lot and I got an extra shot at them as well with the Barbarians this year, so know Wales pretty well. They always pull a performance out of the bag when they come to Dublin, so we're really excited to build on last week. Like we say, keep doing right what we've done right so far and just tighten the screws on a few more things, and it's going to be a really exciting week for us. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, looking ahead to that game later on today, Ireland against Wales at Energia Park at 1 o'clock, and there's a full preview on offtheball.com right now.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9 only on 98 FM.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.